Hey, we got Nick on the line from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Nick, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was great, Adam.
I appreciate you taking a little time to chat again today, and I'm anxious to pick your brain. I think we should start where most people's head is at right now that you talk to, it seems like, steelheading. I mean, you were out there doing it yourself again this weekend?
I didn't do much steelheading over the weekend. I did a little bit, and it was good. A lot of my friends and a lot of the people I talked to in the shop, they're still gung-ho on it and doing very, very well, especially for this time of year.
Now, are we talking mostly Lake Superior streams, or are you getting the reports from everywhere?
I'm talking all Lake Superior here.
Okay.
I have heard a few mentions of, you know, guys still going for them in Lake Michigan streams, but definitely winding down there.
Well, what's the hot patterns, or are you hearing for bait fishermen too? What's the word on steelhead fishing? Maybe you can give us some details.
As far as flies go, buggers have started to work. You know, guys are bottom bouncing and then stripping them at the end of the drift. Dropbacks are always a sucker for that kind of stuff.
Yep, that's what I was going to say. That tells me dropbacks are definitely hitting.
Oh, yeah, big time. But at the same time, there's really bright fish moving through. A friend of mine got one with skein 3 days ago. So, like, very tight. So, who knows? We're seeing a mix of fish still. Water temps have not spiked. And we're still getting a lot of nights in the 30s. And I think a lot of guys are going to be after them for another week.
Well, we're supposed to get really warm this week, and then it's going to drop off at the end of the week. The weekend, we'll talk about, I guess, opening a pike and walleye Sunday in just a little bit. But, boy, it's looking brutal this weekend. So that's probably going to, you know, bring the water temps back down again.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I've been trying to do, you know, anything but go steelhead fishing right now. And the way the weather keeps going, I should be steelhead fishing.
Are you still seeing temps in the upper 40s in the rivers?
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't taken anything over 50 yet.
Okay.
Not around here.
Well, lots more to talk about with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. When we return to this conversation, we'll get into some incredible smallmouth fishing, plus really good fishing still out on Lake Superior near shore and off the breakwall, and get his thoughts and what he's going to be carrying for opening a pike and walleye this Sunday. So stay tuned for part two later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.